You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Program, everyone. I am Andres. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode where I have to talk about a growing issue that is happening across the country due to COVID-19. If you've been subscribed to my channel, then you would know that I've been covering as much as I can, bringing you the updates as that are pertinent and as timely as possible about what's going on. And I'm trying to help everyone alike, from tenants to landlords to property owners to small businesses and independent contractors, so because we're all in this together, right? Well, there's a growing situation where some people are trying to exploit the situation to not have to pay back any obligations that they do have. They're trying to use COVID-19 as a way to escape financial debt, which is unfair to those that are carrying that debt and that need the income to be able to also pay their own debt, because they will not be afforded that same kind of forgiveness should this movement get their way. I am talking about the cancel rent / rent strike movement that is happening across the country. This was from KTLA. They first started reporting, at least that's the first one I picked up, that tenants across the U.S. vowed to go on a rent strike to get payments waived rather than delayed amid the COVID-19 crisis. And the AP posted also that the rent strike idea is gaining steam during this crisis. What this means is that tenants that they're going to use COVID-19 as the excuse, not just to not pay rent, but also that once the lockdown is over, however long that is, right now it's been almost a month. What if it's 2 months? What if it's 3 months? They're expecting, or at least their expectations is that those 3 months they will never have to pay, because those will be waived. This is the time about togetherness. Well, we should be coming together as Americans and realizing that what we're facing affects everybody. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't play favorites. It is targeting absolutely everybody, some harder than others, depending on their underlying conditions or the age group. The situation is that should the economy all come to a halt, a grinding halt, everyone will suffer even worse than this virus can do damage itself. Renters are trying to exploit the situation, will do more harm to those renters that truly are affected by COVID-19, where they either have reduced hours or are unemployed altogether. So are there tenants being affected by COVID-19? Absolutely. And are there people that are trying to use this opportunity to exploit a political agenda, whether at the at a individual level or at the government level? Absolutely. We have the governor of California saying that this is the perfect opportunity to pass a progressive agenda to restructure the way governments are done. It's like, no, it is not an opportunity for you to pass your radical agenda. Meanwhile, we have high earners and renters that can and are able to pay, that are continuously working because they have essential work, that are looking to not have to pay rent, and not just that, to not have to pay it back once the lockdown is over. Landlords and property owners are not afforded the same thing. Like, oh, they can talk to their mortgage lender to get their payments deferred. Absolutely, through a process called forbearance, which by the admission of these banks becomes due immediately after the lockdown. What that means is, forbearance as the practice is, let's say 1 month is deferred, or in California, up to 3 months, depending on who your bank is that you have your mortgage with. That means after that period, if it's 3 months that you delayed your payments, you have to pay those 3 months, including the new month that just came up, 4 months worth of mortgage immediately after the lockdown. Meanwhile, you better hope to God that the utility companies that are servicing these things are forgiving you the deferred, or giving you deferred payments of something during that time. Also, your insurances. Also, your taxes that are due. That's for the owner of the property. You don't understand, if you're a tenant activist that's listening to this, you do not understand. This is not a situation where it's like, oh, it's the haves versus the haves not. Not at all. This situation, this crisis affects everyone alike. Are some better off than others? Absolutely. But if you're going to blanket everybody that supposedly is a high earner just because they own a property, that shows how little regard you have for the person that's running your property. Whether you like him or don't, that's not the point. The point is that there's always other obligations behind everything. And you're demanding things that you want your way, and the homeowner is not going to get their way, and they could very well lose the house once this is all over with. That is why the federal government, even some states, have stepped in to say, banks, you cannot foreclose on the property. To foreclose on the property would not just take the house away from the homeowner. Tenant, you'll still end up on the street. Listen to my episode on the housing affordability crisis so you can understand more about the dynamics of what it means to be a property owner. We are all in this together, folks. We need to be considerate of others. This situation is only getting exacerbated because here's something that came up when I was deciding to record this from Business Insider. A landlord email backfires, inadvertently prompting a rent strike, because he emailed in Los Angeles April 1st. He sent a notice out to 300 of his tenants and forgot to put him on the blind courtesy copy notice. Instead, he emailed everybody about the situation happening due to COVID-19. To try to communicate with his tenants should they have any issues to pay, how they can work things out. But for those that can pay, understand that if you withhold pay, the evictions are still applicable to those that are not affected of COVID-19, which I'll touch on in a bit. And whoever got this email took advantage to communicate with everybody, so they all went on a so-called rent strike, which is sad. Because this, they don't see the other side of this financial equation. They only see their own plight. They don't care about the other's plights. They think, oh yeah, we're tenants. We're the 99% versus the 1% mentality. You know, and it's very sad that this is happening. Well, are unlawful detainer actions still available? This is from GlobeStreet.com. In California, there is no statewide moratorium against unlawful detainer actions. This is from Jamie Alton Buggy, an attorney at Crosby, Glinner, Schiffman, Southard, and Swanson. Jamie tells theglobestreet.com. Governor Newsom's executive order delegated authority to each municipality in California to limit both residential and commercial evictions until March 31st, 2020, as each eviction is non-payment of rent arising out of a substantial decrease in business income caused by reduction in opening hours or consumer demand. Caused by the COVID-19 panic or by any local, state, or federal government response to COVID-19 and is documented. It is important to note that this announcement is only for evictions related to non-payment of rent due to the coronavirus pandemic and requires that tenants prove the connection. In other words, municipalities cannot legally restrict unlawful detainers filings that arise from non-monetary defaults or monetary defaults that are unrelated to COVID-19, says Buggy. Tenants must be able to document that their monetary default is related to COVID-19. So folks, be aware of this, because you're going to force landlords to basically make eviction attorneys richer because of this. You do not want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen. We are all in this together. Landlords, same thing. You better be communicating with tenants. You cannot demand them to pay if they're being affected by COVID-19. It's just not possible. So if you have concerns about your own finances and trying to make the mortgage payments, talk to your mortgage lender. And if you have a private money loan, hard money loan, most likely your SOL, I'm sorry, but you got to start that conversation with them too, because these are uncharted territories. This is crazy. We've never dealt with this in our lifetime. The world over. No one escapes from this. So please communicate. Stop fighting. Stop being divided. But you have no idea how disastrous this can be if people start entrenching themselves and trying to line up the way they are right now against one another. Anyway, that's all I have for you on this episode. Stay tuned to the program. Like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, even on YouTube, Instagram, and all that. I'm putting information all across my socials to inform and keep people updated, and also to highlight certain situations that are happening in my local area and also small businesses. So please check that out. I thank you so much for tuning into this program. And as always, I'll see you on the next one.